بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, just a few days back we welcomed this month and we prepared ourselves to receive this month, and now we are towards the end of this month. This is the last Friday of the month, and this is very amazing how the days went on very fast, and we are now giving farewell to this month. And this is the nature of this world. The world goes and moves very fast, and it's important for a believer, for a Muslim, for a mu'min to continue his journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min never quits his amal salih, his righteous deeds, and never ties it with certain days or certain months. A believer continues to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the death, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ. When is the end? حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Until you reach the yaqeen, and the yaqeen is the maut, it is the death. So a believer, a mu'min, will never quit his amal salih. And it was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he makes more endeavor and he struggles more towards the end of this month. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make i'tikaf, used to make recite Quran with Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan every year. And when it was the last Ramadan of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the end of his life, the Prophet ﷺ made i'tikaf 20 days. Usually the Prophet ﷺ used to make i'tikaf for 10 days. But in the last year, the last Ramadan, he made 20 days. Also, he used to make khatam of Quran with Jibreel alayhi salam once in Ramadan every year. But on the last Ramadan of his life, the Prophet ﷺ sat with Jibreel and made two khatma. And twice the Prophet ﷺ. So from this we take the lesson that a person, whenever he thinks that the time is nearing the end, either the time of Ramadan is nearing its end, that means towards the end of Ramadan, or the time of the whole of his life, one has to make more endeavor towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as we know the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَلُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards a person based on what are the actions he ended his life with. So a person, when he ends his life with good deeds, with righteous deeds, with lots of ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for that. And for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ used to make more ijtihad in his ibadah towards the end of his life. Towards the end of his life. And this should be the practice of a believing person, to make more ibadah towards the end of his life. And one never knows when the life ends. And and this is why it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards the end of his life, he used to make istighfar a lot. Allahumma ghfirli. And he used to continue with this istighfar lots of time. And Aisha radiallahu anha and his other wives, Umm Salama and others, they used to report that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to repeatedly make this istighfar towards the end. And they interpreted it by the instruction of Surat Al-Asr, Surat Al-Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. When the victory comes, and when the people and the people in crowds, they start to enter into Islam, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, at that moment, سَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Repeatedly make tasbih and make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So the Prophet ﷺ understood from this surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving some signals to the Prophet ﷺ that this is the end of your journey. Because people now started to embrace Islam in thousands. And that was the mission of the Prophet ﷺ, to bring people into Islam. So once the people are coming to Islam, then as if it is the end of the mission of the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ started to feel that his life is ending. And this is why he repeatedly used to say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And this is the practice we also do after salawat. After finishing the salah, we make Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. One would question that why a person needs to say Astaghfirullah after doing a good deed. Our habit is that after doing something sinful actions, we do Astaghfirullah. But after salah also we need to do Astaghfirullah. Because within the salah, within our siyam, within our righteous deeds, we do lots of mistakes. We can never claim that our ibadah is perfect ibadah, without any errors, without any mistakes. We all commit mistakes within the ibadah itself, and that needs Astaghfirullah, so that Allah may accept and may qabool